Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Duquan. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Duquan. My name is Diana Bernard, and I have a charge for $54. Let me see how much it is. Hold on. Let me just see. Okay, I got the call off the back. Hold on, Duquan. Let me see something.
All right.
It's $54.97. What is that for? Y'all charge my car. What is y'all charging my car for this for?
All right. Can I get your zip code?
75033.
And your first and last name?
Diana Bernard.
And can you verify your shipping address?
1017 Sahali Drive, Frisco, Texas, 75033.
All right, I see you have the tablet. You paid the $7.95 for shipping and handling.
Yeah, but y'all didn't tell me there's gonna be no extra charges on it. Y'all just told me $7 and some change. That's it.
When you paid the shipping and handling for the product to be shipped to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Club, which is an online gadgets club.
No. No, I didn't join any club. Y'all going to have to cancel that because and refund my money because when y'all sent it, it came from Lowe's. Y'all said it was something from L-O-W-E-S. And I took a screenshot of it, too, because I wasn't sure if it was Lowe's or not. But that's what y'all...
It states it in the terms and conditions.
No, y'all act like it came from L-O-W-E-S. That's why I thought it came from Lowe's.
They advertised it.
Low
they never sell the product. It's a gadget that you ordered from an online savings club, and there was terms and conditions that told you that you would be. Well, this is what you ordered, ma'am. That's all I'm saying.
No, I did not order. Y'all told me that $7.90, whatever it was, and the whatever it was going to be free. The gift. That's what y'all said. The gift would be free. And that was the gift. The gift was supposed to be a tablet or something.
Yeah, and it comes with a membership fee of $54.97.
And I
declined. Once you enter that club, only thing we can do now is either cancel it and give you up to a 50% refund back on it because it is a valid charge due to the terms and conditions.
Well, that's not to see. Y'all had the hidden stuff on there. You didn't show me that when I ordered it. Y'all didn't show that. Oh, what you're talking about now? So that's a bait and switch, according to the law.
If it was in the terms and conditions?
It was not in terms and conditions. No, it was not.
It was in the terms and conditions, ma'am. But like I said, I can't cancel it for you.
I need all my money back. I'm not getting anything from y'all. Y'all charged me $7 for shipping. And then you're going to try to take half of my money still?
Yeah, because it is a valid charge.
It's not a valid charge.
Due to the terms and conditions, it is a valid charge.
It is, sir, do you have a supervisor, someone I can speak with?
We don't really have any in right now.
I'm looking for my screenshots. I don't know if I screenshot it, and it didn't have anything about terms and conditions on what I screenshotted. Nothing.
You probably did it off the survey, but on the website, there are terms and conditions.
Well, I didn't go on the website. See,
that's
where
the product came from. We don't know where people order it from.
It didn't lead me from the website. It didn't take me to any website at all. It asked me to choose a gift, and it would be a $7.07 charge. I already talked to my bank about it anyway. And so I could put a dispute in, and that's what I'm going to do because y'all had hidden charges that I didn't know anything about. And I did not even see any terms and conditions on the screenshot, I don't have any terms or conditions at all. Not at all. I'm glad I screenshotted it too. Yep. I'm just finding my screenshot here. Okay. Right. I know I didn't have any terms and conditions on here. No, it's not anything on there. It's free today. Claim November, let's see, now 3260612. It is free today. That's what it says. It don't say anything about terms and conditions or anything like that. It reads off when it start, when it read off on there, it just says free today. The message can be displayed because the message can't be displayed because of the way it is formatted. Aha. Oh, so I have this proof of my bank. It says it's free today. Claim now. That's what I have. And it has Lowe's Special JLQ01 to Diana Bernard at MSN.com. I have this. And that's why I screenshotted, because I just said, if anything don't come up right with this, I will know where it came from, and I have proof to show my bank. And I also have the tablet on here. It says iPad. You get different options of things to purchase. The one I checked up, took a snapshot of, is the iPro. The iPro is a 5-star. Your chance to get the new iPad Pro Magic Keyboard Limited offer, regular price $600, today's price $0. Pay only shipping and handling. Remaining five. That's right. I'm ready for y'all. I was ready. I said, now, it's supposed to be a zero charge on it. It doesn't say anything about a membership on here. Thank you. And my order number is 25886-8437, February 1st, 2022. Sir, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening to you.
Oh, I have all the information right here. I screenshot
it. In terms and conditions. In terms and conditions that I'm finna read. It says, in addition.
No. But it didn't show that to me. I don't have it.
You didn't go on the website. You only did it on a survey.
Sir, I did what it asked me to do.
You entered the survey. You didn't go on the website.
I need to have my money refunded. I'm getting ready to call my bank back.
All right. You would have to just dispute it with their bank.
I need to have all my money back.
You would have to dispute it with your bank.
Even the shipping. The money for the shipping and handling. I need to get all of my money
with your bank.
But this is fraud. All of this is fraud. Even the top thing, you can't see what it is, but it says what the regular price of it is, and it says today's price $0. And I have all that. And I'm calling my bank, and I'm going to call it, and I'm going to see if they can put the FBI on you guys, because this is fraud that you are stealing from people. And there's no terms and conditions anywhere on any of this documentation at all, and it's fraud. And I'm going to let the FBI know what y'all are doing, too. This is not a legitimate company.
Right.
Y'all are not a legitimate business, and you're using Lowe's as a scapegoat. And everybody knows Lowe's, and that's why I did it, because
I refunded you, ma'am.
Excuse me?
I refunded you.
Okay, I'm going to check my bank right now. And
you
if it's
should
not there,
receive a re. They don't come instant like that. You should receive a refund in 3 to 5 business days. If you don't receive it,
don't,
give us a call back.
If I don't receive it, I'm calling my bank and let them get in touch with the FBI and run y'all business down and find out what kind of businesses is y'all running. Scams on people. This is a scam, clearly a scam, using Lowe's name. I was just reading a Home Depot employee that was doing this kind of stuff. The feds caught him. I was just reading about that today. They caught his butt. That was good, too. So let's see what happens. If my money's not back there by Wednesday, you will hear from my bank and the FBI. We'll be involved.